with this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, September 14th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. The Northwest Iowa National Invitational Golf Tournament is in its fifth year of competition in the ice cream capital of the world. Dan Gray is the president of Junior Golf in Northwest Iowa and the tournament director. His goal was to copy the format of a tournament he competed in college, but the community support has elevated this tournament to a new level.
The vision I had, I copied exactly from a tournament that I played in college at the University of New Mexico. I stayed in people's homes. We had a college am. We had a great field, and it was, and they had sponsors out there. It was really fun. We had all the volunteers, and so the volunteers here and the community in general are really the difference here. I did these tournaments in big cities like Fort Worth, and I didn't have near the support I have here.
And he says the community's involvement in volunteering efforts has been incredible.
At this point, we have 90 on-course volunteers, and 29 homes are putting these young people up in their homes this weekend. And for as many as 3 days, not just 1 or 2 days, it's 3 days.
And in addition to the 54-hole tournament and college amateur tournament, there will be some entertainment to go along with the festivities this year. Golf entertainer Dan Beaver, who's a Remsen native, coming back to the area to show off his skills.
Dan's from hails from Remsen, was a really good baseball player, All-American at Nebraska, went into the pro baseball, got hurt, got out of baseball, wasn't sure what he wanted to do, and now he's probably the world's premier golf entertainer.
And that entertainment show will be Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And Gray says you'll see some things you've certainly never seen before.
We're getting a piece of plywood together, and we're going to put 24 Coke cans on it and attach those to the board. And from 75 to 100 yards, Dan is going to hit a driver and try to hit the cans of Coke. So that's one of the things.
Yeah.
One of the other things he'll do with a also with plywood, I believe it's half inch or three quarters, he'll hit a driver through through the plywood. And the first one kind of gets stunted a little bit. The cool thing is he'll hit a second one through the same hole.
And the tournament field is full of talent all over the country once things get started on Monday with the tournament. Gray says this year's women's field is especially top-notch.
The women's field is probably the best field I've had in 5 years. So we have the preseason number two ranked team, Kaiser University, from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He has five All-Americans on the team. They won last year, but not by a lot. They beat out the Ottawa University team from Phoenix area. And she's got a great team. She's preseason number six. Tina Barrett played on the LPGA Tour for 18 years. Great lady. Coaches the men and the women's team at Ottawa. Texas Wesleyan, my alma mater, is coming back. They won twice.
And now that the tournament has been around long enough, word has spread all over the country about the excellent tournament featured in Lamar's. Gray says it is reaching schools that he never even considered to be able to put in the tournament.
The team from St. Andrews is an interesting story. So the young man who's the coach there, Dustin Meadows, was an assistant coach at Ottawa University in Arizona the first year of this tournament. And he got the job. The next day, he called me and said, can I play? And they're ranked 53rd, so they're not a highly ranked team. But for somebody to want to come and, you know, come back to have that experience for his players that he had as an assistant coach 5 years, 4 years ago, it's really cool.
And, of course, this weekend will feature a lot of fun and excitement. But the tournament also serves a purpose for Junior Golf of Northwest Iowa. All proceeds from the tournament help fund numerous programs that can go toward resources for its kids to scholarships down the road. Gray says golf is a lifetime sport and one you can compete at a high level if given the opportunity.
The whole purpose is to expose the young people to the competitive aspect of golf, and to, if they really like it, there are opportunities to play college golf. And we had Danny Hurt from Lamar's community is in her second year at Grandview. She'll be back here and play in this tournament. So she's one of our – she's our first youth person from our program to get a golf scholarship. And we have several other players probably in the next 2 years that will be getting them too that really have become to love the game and want to pursue it farther.
And play will begin in the 54-hole tournament on Monday at Willow Creek Golf Course in Lamar's. There's plenty of spectating opportunities available, whether you just want to hang out at the clubhouse and watch from the patio, or if you want to follow some golfers around and set up at a hole, you can do that as well. You can listen to our full interview with Dan Gray to get all the information on this coming Northwest Iowa National Invitational coming up on tomorrow morning's What Now program. Let's take a look at some rankings, some high school rankings that have been coming out here the last few days. We'll go to football first, where the Associated Press has a couple of Plymouth County area football teams ranked in their latest polls. We'll start in Class 8 player, where the number one team in the state, according to the AP, is Camavanita. In a tie for second, we've got Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, and Winfield Mount Union. Bedford's ranked number one. And then they're at number five, Remsen St. Mary's, who did receive a first-place vote in the poll. They are ranked in the top five, right at number five. A team they could see down the road in postseason play, they have seen in years past. Grettinger, Terrell, Ruthven, Ayrshire, they are ranked number six this week in the AP rankings. In Class A football, Linville Sully is the number one team in the state. St. Ansgar's number two. Lisbon comes in at number three. Woodbury Central comes in at number four. They received a first-place vote. Of course, you'll be able to hear their contest with Galen Catholic and watch it on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel tomorrow evening. And North Lynn is also tied for fourth there to round out the top five. South Central Calhoun comes in at number 10 in Class A. Over to Class 1A, Grundy Center is the near-unanimous number one team in the state. Iowa City Regina's 2, MFL Marmac 3, Trainer 4, Denver comes in ranked at number 5. The Ridgeview Raptors are receiving votes this week. In Class 2A, Van Meter is ranked number 1. Central Lion George Little Rock comes in at number 2. West Lions ranked number 3. Western Christian 4. Of course, those three schools are all in the same district. Southeast Valley's ranked number 5. Then you have the Cherokee Braves, also in that district. They're ranked number 6. And Sheldon is two spots out of the top 10. They're receiving votes, along with Spirit Lake. In Class 3A, Williamsburg is the near-unanimous number 1 team in the state. Mount Vernon's number 2. Nevada comes in at number 3. They stole the other first-place vote. Creston's ranked number 4, while Webster City comes in at number 5. The Bishop Heelan Crusaders are ranked number 8 this week. And finally, in Class 4A, some good news for the Bulldogs. They moved up in these rankings. North Scott is number 1, taking 6 of the 8 first-place votes. Then Norwalk's ranked number 2. Cedar Rapids Xavier comes in at number 3. And boy, the victory over Boyd and Hall Rock Valley really helped the Bulldogs. Lamar's shoots up to number 4 in the rankings this week, all across the state in Class 4A. And Western Dubuque is ranked number 5 in Class 4A. A fellow MRAC school, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, is receiving votes in the 4A poll. And finally, in Class 5A, Southeast Polk is number 1, Dowling Catholic 2, Bettendorf comes in at number 3, Dubuque Hempstead ranked number 4, Cedar Rapids Jefferson is ranked number 5, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln is receiving votes in Class 5A as well. You can check out those rankings in their entirety by logging on to our website at KLEM1410.com, and under our sports tab in the drop-down menu, click on local sports news. And now we shift from football to cross country, where Plymouth County was represented in the rankings put out by the Cross Country Coaches Association. The individual rankings feature three Plymouth County runners, starting in Class 1A with the boys rankings. That's where we find MMCRU's Caden Gallus. Gallus is ranked as a top 10 runner in the state of Iowa in Class 1A. He's ranked right there at number 10. In Class 2A girls cross country, Rachel Putz of Woodbury Central Kingsley Pearson, she checks in at number 14. She's been in that spot for the last couple of days, but after a victory this week in her home invite, hopefully can get her up towards the top 10. She definitely deserves it. In Class 3A boys cross country, Trace Obink of Lamar's, his win at Brunsville at the Gary Meyer Invitational really helped his stock across the state. He shoots all the way up the rankings to number 14. He was down around 28 to 30 there for a while. So a great week for Trace Obing. Propels him up the rankings as one of the top runners in cross country in the state. All three of those runners get those honors. And we've been ignoring the team rankings because there wasn't a whole lot to speak of there for Plymouth County over the last couple of weeks. But the Hinton girls cross country team, a pair of wins to start their season. Yeah, you better start noticing them. The Blackhawk girls cross country team, they are ranked number 9 in Class 1A from the Cross Country Coaches Association. So shout out to those cross country runners and teams, hoping for them to continue the outstanding seasons that have gotten started. Let's take a look at the sports schedule for today. It is filled with volleyball and some golf and cross country. Let's take a look at it. First in Warrigal Conference volleyball. You could say the conference title is going to be on the line tonight in Remsen, as 14th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's hosts unbeaten and 2nd-ranked Hinton. We will have some coverage on our KLAM Sports Twitter page. We'll also have some interviews for you coming up tomorrow on our sportscast. Make sure you'll tune in for that and check it out throughout the night at KLAM Sports on Twitter. Trinity Christians at George Little Rock tonight. In Warrigal Conference Volleyball, Harris Lake Park is at South O'Brien. In the Western Valley Conference tonight, OABCIG is at MVAOCOU. Ridgeview is at Westwood. Siouxland Christians at Woodbury Central with Lawton Bronson at West Monona. In MRAC Volleyball, Storm Lake is at Sioux City West. In boys golf, a big tournament happening at Whispering Creek Golf Course today in Sioux City. That's where Lamar's community is competing against all the Sioux City Metro schools. That's another big tournament that was on Coach Knapp's radar, hoping for another great outcome for the Bulldogs. In cross country, Remsen St. Mary's runners, they are at the Sioux Central meet. And if you're interested in this, a high school football game taking place in Sioux City. Bishop Heelan, ranked number 8 in the AP, they are at Sioux City West tonight. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website at KLAM1410.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at KLAM Sports for updates from tonight's contest between Remsen St. Mary's and Hinton in high school volleyball. This has been your Thursday KLAM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.